a follow-up to this issue of the personalities and their translations into notes, because in his later music, Florestan and Eusebius seem to disappear.
Yes.
At least they disappear in terms of his employment of the names. In your opinion, are the characteristics of both still in the music?
Well, I think two things happened. I think, first of all, the idea was that perhaps was arguably overworked. It never became outworn. It retained its freshness to the last. The musical distinction between Florestan and Eusebius in all the piano works, including the sonatas, is always very effective. But two things happened. First of all, one tired of it a bit as an idea, and secondly, the personality became better integrated. I don't mean by that the dual personality was in any serious way, neurotic. It's simply that with advancing age, the two halves or the two different aspects of one's personality, as in that respect, as in others, alas, do begin to foreclose, and one gets a kind of foreshortening of the personality, so that it seems it may even be a kind of deterioration that age brings, but it can be represented also as a better integrated personality.